It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning, joining me on the phone, is Kevin Kitchen with the Utah Department of Transportation. Kevin, how are we today?
Great, Dave. It's a Monday, but we're back at it, right?
Everybody's up and going. You know, you got to get through Monday to get to Friday, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. So let's. We want to talk a little bit about the First North the Bridge project, but you guys are starting another project that you kind of wanted to get the info out for all the people as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, on the south end, SR-10, just south of Price, we've started up there. People have probably already noticed that. There's been utility work going on for the past several weeks or even months in preparation for that project. But we're down to the point now where you start to see a little bit of encroachment on some of those travel lanes, doing some excavation work. Basically, the project on SR-10 south of Price is going to add an additional center turn lane through there. You'll see some curb and gutter and some sidewalk and wider shoulders. A lot of different terrain issues there that we deal with. And so they're working specifically this week on a lot of the subgrade work, and they've had to relocate some fire hydrants last week, so forth, and they're placing Barrow, and they'll be installing a special geogrid and working a lot on the excavation this week. And so there will be some big machinery in there, and we'll just ask people to kind of be careful as they're navigating that particular section.
So this week, do we see a time when maybe this week there will be some interruptions and some flaggers out there stopping traffic and that, or is that really not going to start yet?
Well, one of the things about that particular project is we worked with a designer early on because we knew the complexities, and we're also trying to look at putting out digital plans, which is an innovation that the UDOT has been working on for the past couple of years. But the contractor is very aware with the complexities that are happening through there, and we're also very aware of the traffic, and so it's quite restricted on what they can and cannot do so far as impeding traffic. But any time that we're working that close to some of those areas, there's the potential that a lane could end up closed or we may have to work it. We don't think it's going to be a major impact, but we do ask people to be careful.
Just use caution as you're headed through there, because there are people out there working. I just went through it yesterday, and there are definitely people out there, and you can tell that they're getting ready to do something. All right, let's talk a little bit about the bridge work that's being done. It looks like they got the one half is clear, it looks like to me. I just looking from down below, I'm not 100% sure, but looks like the one that's over the road that goes under the bridge to the east, I would say, is clear now. Is that
They're moving right along. One of the things that they'll be working on here in the next day or two, and we're hoping the weather will really cooperate with us and won't create a problem. We did get approval to work specifically over the railroad, and it's kind of like we have separate jurisdictions. We've got jurisdiction there, over the city streets. It's separate from that, which is over the railroad, and then, of course, within our own right-of-way with UDOT and state. So, to do any work over the railroad, we have to have specific permitting and specific flagging that takes place, and so they're going to place the false deck over the railroad there, which will cause the closure there again of Main Street as they're working in that general area while they get up what's called the fault deck to help catch the debris. This is kind of like removing flooring or maybe roofing from your house. They're getting in there with a big old arm and a special lift on that, and they kind of pry it up a little bit, double-check it, make sure that things are going to come up okay without damaging the girders and so forth. And it's a little bit of a tedious process. But, yeah, they're making some great strides on that. When we get past that railroad section, it's very helpful for us because, we're a little bit more in the clear after that.
Okay, and you're foreseeing the closure again coming up tomorrow, the next day? Is that what you're kind of thinking?
Yeah. So tomorrow there will be specific flagging as you go through there and to deal with the railroad portion. And so we can expect that you're going to run into some delay there if you're trying to make that route tomorrow as they're working on that. And hopefully the weather will cooperate with us, because I understand we've got a storm system headed our direction maybe tomorrow or Wednesday.
That's what I am seeing as well. So not a complete closure like we just had, but expect some delays in that area.
Yeah, my understanding is that we will have some flagging. And but it wouldn't be out of the question to see potential closures, but it's just the best kind of thing to avoid if you can, I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay.
I've also been to mention very briefly, and I know that there's probably not much time, but any of your folks traveling the extended area through SR-10, we're also starting to work on some main streets in Farron, Castledale, and Huntington, and not expecting major traffic impacts for that, but for the folks that are trying to commute back and forth to Price from the town south, you know, or to make doctor's appointments or something like that, we just want them to be aware to plan that extra time just in case you get stuck in a flagging queue for a few minutes.
All right, Kevin. Well, thanks for checking in with us this morning. We'll talk to you in another couple of weeks, okay?
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
the time. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.